This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1753, Really versus Actually in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
This actually really is the best way to learn English. In this episode, Lindsay and Aubrey will show you the fine differences between these two adverbs. And if you can get this right, you will get closer to 99% fluency.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Aubrey, what's shaking?
Ooh, I love that. What's shaking? That's a really fun way to ask what's going on, what's happening. Not too much over here. What's shaking over in Colorado?
Well, it's going to snow today, I think, actually. That'll be fun.
So jealous.
Yeah. The cool thing about cold, I'm jealous and I'm not jealous.
Yeah. I would like to visit the snow, but I wouldn't love to live in the snow and have to drive in the snow.
Oh, it's nice for me as a destination. Yes. Yeah, totally. I mean, the thing about Colorado that I love is that the sun is so intense. It'll snow today, and by tomorrow afternoon, a lot of it will be melted. But on the East Coast, that's not the case. You have it all year. It doesn't go away.
Oh, that's ideal. You get to see it so beautiful, yes. But then you don't have to drive in it so much, which is hazardous.
That is key. That is key. So what are we getting into today? Are we talking about, I love these words today that we're talking about, really and actually. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. We had a listener write in asking. They hear them used both, and sometimes it seems like they're a direct synonym and sometimes not. So this is a great question, and there's a lot of nuance with these words, really and actually. So we're going to get into it today, let you guys hear how we use them, the different ones, so that, yeah, you can understand the meaning, the context when you hear them, and also use them yourself.
I love it. And these words are everywhere in English. They are everywhere. So this is going to be a really useful episode that our listeners can immediately go out and implement. Don't you think, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. Yes, I definitely agree. I'm going to go ahead and read this question. Ready?
Oh, okay. Okay. Go for it.
Okay. Dear Lindsay and Michelle, I have doubts about the use of two words, actually and really. What is the difference between them? For me, they have exactly the same meaning, but it seems to me you use both in the podcast in different situations. I think it can be so interesting to discuss in a new episode. Congratulations for your podcast. Until now, I was never motivated to improve my English. And with your conversations, everything has changed. What a great initiative from your side. And thanks a lot. Best regards, Alba.
Oh, I love that.
Whenever I hear about a student who's, you know, wasn't that as motivated before and then found the podcast and now they love it and they're excited, they listen every day, that just makes my day.
Oh, it makes it all worth it. I mean, that's why we podcast. That's what we love, to be able to motivate you guys to love English again, right? We know that you may have learned in a classroom with a textbook and it was kind of a drag, right? But now we're doing it in a new way by focusing on connection, not perfection, Aubrey. That's what we're all about. That's what every episode comes back to. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's so true. And we have a second podcast, if you guys aren't aware, IELTS Energy. Jessica and I are over there every week. So if you're studying for IELTS, or if you're looking to improve your overall English, we have the podcast for you, right? Make sure that you're subscribed both here to All Ears English and to the IELTS Energy podcast.
You got it, Aubrey. All right. So yeah, so these are adverbs, right? So what do we need to know about these two adverbs, Aubrey?
Yeah, they are really tricky, right? Alba is correct, because the dictionary lists them as synonyms. If you look up, you know, actually, it says the definition is really. And if you look up really, it says actually.
Really? But okay.
We actually use them differently.
Quite differently.
They can sometimes be a synonym, but sometimes they have a very different meaning. So we are going to dive into it. We use both of them before an opinion, not before a fact, right? So we would say, for example, what's really important is being kind to others, or what's actually interesting about the book is the style. And this is where they are more like synonyms. Both of them just mean this is our opinion, that this is what is important.
But then
it gets a little complicated, right?
Okay.
Because
so tell us.
Really can just mean very. We just use it to emphasize something. It's really cold today.
Yes.
It means you can't say actually in the same way. You could not say it's actually cold today. If you say that, it means something very different.
Okay.
It means that it's surprising, not just very, right?
Surprising. Yes. Oh my gosh. So now it sounds like, Aubrey, we're going a level deeper. So the initial, if you look at both on the surface level, they can be synonyms, but then we're going a level deeper, which is very commonly the way natives actually use it more than anything. I actually think natives use actually to imply surprise the most, right?
Yep. Yep. Definitely. Much more often. And it is, intonation is very important here. So we're going to show you some sentences where, depending on the intonation, the meaning is different. So these are words that, there are some words in the English language where they have different meaning depending on the intonation. And these are a couple of them. So it's good that we're highlighting them. So let's give you first a couple of sentences where, right, really just means very. Like, this is really hard.
Yeah. Or.
But then if we use actually in the same sentence, it implies surprise, right? This is actually hard. Very different meaning. We're indicating that it's surprising that it's hard.
Yeah, this is actually hard, right? That's the intonation that I would use. This is actually hard, right? And you're kind of, there's a little confusion in your voice there too.
Yes.
Right?
You're surprised it's hard. You didn't expect it to be so hard. Exactly.
So many things.
But here's what's tricky. This is what I think is the most tricky thing about these two words. And this is probably why Alba wrote in about it, because really can also imply something is surprising if you use the right intonation, right? You could say, this is really hard, right? Or we want to talk about how we often flip the adverb and the verb. And then, right, you might hear, this really is hard, which of course indicates surprise as well.
So you're iterating, right? Maybe you thought it would be or didn't think it would be, but now you're emphasizing, you're saying this really is hard, right?
Exactly, right? So that's where the confusion comes in, because if these words just had different meanings, it would be clear. And why don't they? English is so confusing. I apologize on behalf of English, you guys. It would be so much easier
if
actually were the one that indicated surprise and really couldn't be used that way. But unfortunately, that's not the case. Depending on the intonation, really can also indicate surprise. Makes it a little bit trickier.
I mean, I think this is where listening to a lot of native content really comes in, Aubrey. Making sure you're consuming content for native speakers, movies, TV shows. You're going to hear these a lot, these two words, actually, and really. And you're going to start to infer, okay, what's the meaning? How are they using it here versus here? And then you're going to be able to start using it, right?
Yep, exactly. And then it just sounds right. You start understanding whether surprise is indicated or not. Because you're watching TV, you're listening to podcasts. Like you said, you're listening to English made for native speakers.
Yes.
And you're hearing how natives use them.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I love it. Now, did we do another episode a little while back, 488, yes. right? This one, yep, guys.
I wanted to point this out. We did a really deep dive into the word actually, which was a great episode. So check it out if you guys haven't. All Ears English 488. You can come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com, and search 488. It was called, "This is actually the most dynamic word in the English language," which is very true, right? Actually is so dynamic. And we share details in that episode about the ways we use actually, lots of detail that we use it to disagree, to emphasize changing our mind, to show surprise, to add more information, lots of different ways. So definitely check that out for a deeper dive into actually.
Okay, I love it. And then when do we use really? Do we use it sometimes, Aubrey, as an interjection to kind of request confirmation? What does that look like?
Exactly. We use it alone, really, just like you said, as an interjection to either express skepticism. Maybe you're saying like, we don't know if we believe what we just heard, or to request confirmation that we heard correctly. Okay. It has the same meaning as, is that true? Or are you serious?
Yes. And we definitely wouldn't use that would be very strange if you said actually, right? We don't use it that way. I see how you might make that mistake.
I have heard language learners do that because they see actually and really as a synonym. And so they would assume that you could either say really or actually. I have heard that, and you're right. The native speakers don't do that. So if you're going to ask it to request clarification, when you just mean, are you serious? Are you telling the truth? Only use really as that interjection.
I mean, for our very, very high level listeners, if you do want to use actually, you could say something like, oh, is that actually true? Or is that actually the case? Mm-hmm. Right? That would make sense. But you can't put actually by itself in this context to request confirmation. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. Good point. You could ask with a full sentence and have actually in there showing that you're surprised by what you're hearing.
Yeah.
But we don't use it on its own as an interjection. Exactly.
You got it.
I thought we'd do just a very mini role play here to show really as an interjection. So I'll start. Ready?
Yes.
I went to Hawaii last summer.
Really? Was it amazing?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Right, exactly. So you wouldn't use actually here. You're just using it to sort of say like, really?
Yes.
Maybe you're a little surprised, or maybe you want to find out, you know. We just use it to sort of say like, are you serious? That's awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of in a way like a little bit of a filler, wouldn't you say, Aubrey, in this case? I'm putting a filler in there. It's a prompt for you to keep going, keep speaking, a follow-up question. It's a conversation facilitator in a way, right? Facilitates our connection, keeps us going. That's what it's doing.
And it definitely indicates someone's sort of style of speech. Sometimes you'll hear natives use this word a lot. Like they say really all the time. I don't know. Maybe for some people that's a pet peeve. Someone saying really all the time.
I mean, our listeners,
like you said, it usually doesn't really indicate that you don't believe them. It's usually used as filler.
Filler or support. I guess I wanted to say support. It's supporting the speaker. It's saying, oh my gosh, you just told me something interesting. Now I'm going to push back and say, really? Is that true? Guys, you could go back into our episodes here on All Ears English and hear Michelle and I and Aubrey and I saying this all the time. I just said it. If you caught it, if you have the app, you'd see it in the transcripts. I said it naturally in the middle of our conversation here. So go back and
we
try to find
it
that.
All the time. Just like Alba said, you're going to hear really and actually. And then the trick is to understand that they're not always direct synonyms, depending on the intonation, depending on the context, has a little bit of a different meaning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. So we're going to need lots of examples. You guys, after this episode, you're going to go find your own examples, right? By consuming native content. But now we have a role play, right? So should we do that?
Let's do this role play, and then we'll point out all the different ways that we use it. So we're going to talk about, Lindsay, you are into cliff jumping, or I'm into cliff jumping in this
you're probably
role play,
more into
and
cliff
you're asking
jumping
me about
than
it.
Me. Okay. All right. You said you might go cliff jumping this weekend. Did you end up doing that?
Actually, yes.
Really? What was it like?
It was really scary.
I have actually never even considered going. It seems way too dangerous.
It didn't really feel dangerous because so many people were doing it safely, but it was just frightening to be up so high.
Well, that's why I can't do it. I'm really afraid of heights.
I'm not actually, or at least no more than most people.
Oh my gosh.
I crammed
that would
a bunch of them in there, but it probably didn't even sound that abnormal to you because we use these words so often. You hear, yeah. And now that you guys are thinking about it, you're going to hear really and actually all the time, podcast, yeah. TV, all
and
the time.
Speaking of the content here, Aubrey, I feel like this would be a likely scenario that you would be more likely to go cliff jumping than me. I feel like you're kind of a daredevil. You do daredevil things. Am I right in that?
Maybe a little bit. I have gone cliff jumping when I was younger. I went quite a bit. I haven't in a while. Okay. Have you ever been?
No, God, no. I don't think I could. I don't think I would. I'd get to the top and everyone else would be in the water. I'd be like, I can't. I'm walking down. I can't. I have a hard time doing
it. Depends.
Like that.
For me, I think it depends on how high and how safe I know it is, right? If I know there are no rocks below and I'm seeing lots of people jump and it's totally safe. I actually did go just a couple weeks ago now that I think about it. We were on the river and there's a place people were just jumping from a cliff. And I'm like, sure, I could do that.
Yeah. So
I was thinking I hadn't done it for a while, but I actually did just a few weeks ago.
I knew it. Which of us is more likely to do this? It makes total sense.
You should have said, really? I doubt that's true. You would have been right.
I love it. It's so good. So guys, let's break this down. This is a great example of a lot of uses, like you said, of actually and really. So the first thing we said was, you said you might go cliff jumping. Did you end up doing it? And you said...
And I said, actually, yes, because I'm using that. I'm expressing surprise, right?
Okay.
I may be surprised. You might be surprised that actually, yes, I did go cliff jumping.
Perfect. So that's the surprise piece. And then... looking for confirmation, I said, really? What was it like? So you have really, and then you have a little bit of a follow-up question, which is always great,
Mm-hmm. That's true, right? Just really? You know, you're usually going to say, that's crazy. I can't believe you did that. Or what was it like? Definitely.
Exactly. And then,
it was really scary, using that meaning of really that just means very.
Traditional
adverb,
right?
We mean the same thing to say it was very scary, right? It was really scary.
Yeah. And then it gets more interesting, right? I have actually never even, this is the more interesting use of actually. I've actually never even considered going. When you guys can start to use actually in this way, you're basically at 99% fluency, right? Which function am I using here? Am I using the surprise function?
I think to add more information, right? Say, I have actually never even considered going because this is interesting that not only have you not been cliff jumping, you've never even considered going, right? You're adding more interesting information. There's kind of overlap here a little bit, right? You're saying something that will likely surprise the other person.
Exactly. So there's an overlap of the two different functions. There is the surprise because I might be surprised you might be surprised that I've never considered it. Right.
Right.
And it's a little extra information. What else? Let's see.
So then I said it didn't really feel dangerous. Right. Mm-hmm. So this is a little more nuanced use of really. It's not the very, it does indicate a little bit of surprise, right? I'm saying you might be surprised to know that it wasn't really scary. That was the very.
Yeah.
You might be surprised to know that it wasn't scary. I would say it wasn't really scary.
Okay. I love it. So good. And then the last thing is I said, that's why I can't do it. I'm really afraid of heights. In this case, it's extremely, right?
Mm-hmm. The very or extremely. Yes,
right,
I'm really afraid of heights. Oh, and then one more at the end, I said, I'm not actually, which was again like, you might be surprised to know that I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not actually.
I love it. This is so good. The one thing I want to warn, I think that actually, and maybe really too, but more so actually, is one of those words that can become, people can overuse them. Like it can be something you say too often. Sometimes we get into these like, these trends for our personal language choices where we're saying the same word over and over, whether it's in one conversation or one given month or week or whatever. So just be careful you're not overusing actually.
It's true. What do you think and about we that? Probably don't even notice until a friend has the guts to tell us, like, oh, you're saying actually a lot.
I know it's happened to me, and then I'll think about how I sound for other words. I've done that before. Maybe that's another episode where we get on a track where we find ourselves just the words just coming out of our mouth too much.
For sure. And I don't know about you, but I love having that friend who would tell me, like, kindly,
for
but
sure,
let me know. For a while, I was saying right too much. Like, someone would say something, I'd be like, right? Like, to agree and add emphasis, but too much. And
that's
I had a friend
a great
that was
example
like,
of that.
Say that a lot.
Okay, that has to be an episode. That's a great example of that. I love that. I love that. It's true. You want that friend who's going to tell you when you have a piece of food in your teeth and when you're saying too many
or when you're saying a word
words.
Way too much.
I love it. I love it. This
but
is so
kindly,
good.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
In a kind way.
So that's a little bit of a bonus message for you guys. But what's our takeaway for our listeners today?
Yeah, just to be aware how much nuance there is in these words, really and actually. There's, depending on the context and the intonation, the meaning changes. So today's explanation and these role plays clarify how natives use them. You'll definitely want to practice, right? And like you were saying, Lindsay, you want to pay attention while you're listening to content made for native speakers. Pay attention to how natives use these. What is the meaning?
No question. No question. And I would also, guys, if I were you, I would go back, listen to this episode again, go back to that other episode we recommended from All Ears English 488 and really dive deep into these two words because you're going to hear them a ton and you're going to start using them appropriately and properly. And it's going to get you to that 99% level of fluency, Aubrey. Good stuff.
Yes, so true. That's where you want to be, right? You want to be confident, comfortable, using these very native words in the correct context with the right intonation. So yes, it takes a little work, but you can get there.
You got it. Good stuff. All right, Aubrey, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you very soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.